comes to meet his friends. This year should be a special schus for Amir Marasi Sheyichil, Shus Maras Esther Ben Zvi Shmuel. And if anybody would like to dedicate a shir in someone's honor, you may contact me. The Gemara in Bava Basra, and Daf Choftes Amud Beis, says as follows: Rami Bar Chama, Rabbi Vav Ukvar Bar Chama, Zovan Hu Amsa Bahadi Adodi. These two rabbis, Rami Bar Chama and Rav Ukva Bar Chama, bought an Amma together, b'shutfus. Marish damish ba rishona shlishis v'chamishis, u'marish damish ba shni revias v'shishis. First one used her, one of them, for the first, third, and fifth year, and the other one used her for the second, fourth, and sixth year. So they bought this shivcha, and then they alternated years. After 6 years, nafik iri leva. After 6 years, an error, a challenge came out. The person said, "The shivcha is his." Asu l'kami de Rava. They came in front of Rava. Armalu Rava said to the brothers. They were brothers, Rami Bar Chama and Rav Ukva Bar Chama. So Rava says to the brothers, "My time of disuachi. Why did you do this? Why did you alternate? Why didn't you just do it consecutively? Chaychlo de chasku adodi. In order that you shouldn't." Have a chazak on each other. That nobody should have it for three consecutive years. Just like it doesn't work for you guys, and you don't have a chazak on each other. For the world, it's also not a chazak. So if you're alternating years, not a chazak. You don't have a Shechazkes Gimel Shonim. Tosfos, Dibra Maschil D'Lo writes, Afagav D'tan L'kamana Shutfin Ein Lehem Chazaka Ze Al Ze Perish Rashbam D'Hachos Kulasas Kein L'fi Shelo Hayelam Eidei Shutfos V'kashe L'ri Dim Kein Osa Shich Zekshana Rishona Yorma Shehu Shelo Kevin Shein Eidim Shesh L'chavero Chelek. So it says in the Gemara that they were shutfin. Zavenu amse b'hadei adadi. They brought her b'shutfus. And why do they use her alternating years? In order they shouldn't have a chazak on each other. So Tosfos says, what do you mean a chazak on each other? Shutfin don't get a chazak. So Rashi explains. The Rashbam explains that here they had to do this because they didn't have Eidei Shutfus. They didn't have Eidim that they were Shutfim, so therefore they had to use her alternating years. So we asked on that, okay, then the one who took her the first year can say she's his. Since there's no Eidim, there are no Eidim that the other one has a Chelek. Ad kami divrei Tosfos, so if there's no Eidei Shutfus, then the first year can just keep her. The Beis Halevi in Chelek Gimel Siman Lamed Daled Hosei Nishus Yankif want to be Miyashev the Rashbam, who says they don't have Eidei Shutfus. Then we have a Kasha, so then just the guy who has the first year can keep her. That we learn in Kiddushin Dafan Gimel Lamed Beis Neman Bal Mekach Lomer Lazem Macharti VeLazel Lo Macharti VeMedvar Memor Mizman SheMekcho BiYado Avayim Mekcho BiYado Einu Neman. That a Bal Mekach is believed to say that I sold to this person, I didn't sell to this person. That's only if the item is still in his hand. But if it's not in his hand, he's not believed. Tosfos explains that if it's Mekho B'yado, he's Naaman, because he's a Migu. He could say, I didn't sell it at all. Or I bought it back. Merely is believed to say that he sold it to a specific person. And for Mekho B'yado, he's believed. So the Beis Halevi Shus Yankiv right, a Davar Chodosh, that there we're talking about Metaltalin. B'davka b'ze amru deino ne'aman el b'mikcho b'yado ava b'avodim b'karkos ne'aman b'ala mekach afu b'shein mikcho b'yado. So that's only b'metaltalin. Davka there we say that he's only ne'aman if the mekach is still in his hand, but avodim b'karkos he's ne'aman even if the mekach is not in his hand, because Kozman shelach zika b'machayrim gimel shanim, until the other person has it, avadim and karkos for 3 years, is considered mekho b'yado, and he's believed to say lazem acharti until 3 years. It's considered mekho b'yado, and he's believed to say lazem acharti. Because the reason he's believed to say b'mekho b'yado by metalfin is because he is a migu. We could say it's mine. So avadim karkos, as long as they have been machzik for 3 years, the marakam is still believed to say the karka is his, and he didn't sell it to anybody. And therefore, they're also neman to say who they sold it to. So that's the yisod of the Beis Halevi and the Heilige Shuas Yankov. Beis Halevi is also a Heilig. And briskly, they would say Heilig. So according to this, they answer the Kasha of Tosas and the Rashbam that even though they didn't have Eidei Shutfis, nevertheless, the person who is Machzik Shana Rishona couldn't taina that it's his. Because B'serich Gimel Shanim, the Moicher is still Naman to say who he sold it to. And only if one of them is Machzik Gimel Shanim, then he can say it's his. And the Moicher can't contradict him. And therefore they had to do it in such a way that neither of them would have a Chazakah. So the Zachronim explain, how come you don't have a Chazakah, when he takes it for the first year, he can't say it's mine. Because the Moicher is still believed. Because until 3 years, the mocher is still believed to say who he sold it to. Because the amigu, he could say he didn't sell it at all until 3 years. Marakam is still believed to say the karka shelo. So if they try to make a taina, the guy who takes it the first year tries to make a taina, it's his. The mocher can say, no, it's not. And therefore, there was no option of taking it the first year. And therefore, the first year they couldn't take it. And since it was done b'shutfus and there were no Eidei Shutfus, they alternated years so that nobody gets a chazaka. V'tzarech bir divrei ha'taisis b'kushiyasa. Frek ta'goin marein rosh ha'yeshiva harav ha'tzadik Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. We have to understand Tosis Kasha. Shelachora Sadku Divrei Abeis Halevi VaYeshuas Yankiv. How does the question even start? Also Shechzik Shana Rishana Yom Ashu Shelo Kevin Shein Edim Sheish Lechaver Ochelik. What do you mean he can tie it's his own? No, it can't. In the first 3 years, he can't tie in anything. The Mocher still believed. So we want to understand, based on Reb Chaim, what the Kash of Tosis was. So Reb Chaim explains Tosis Kasha on the Rashbam as follows. Behektem yisoid godol shel hashara mishpat. We have a big principle of the shara mishpat for which we find a number of steers. In Ksubis and daf pehei amid aleph. In the sugya of Sitrai, it says there Shishalach alov shlich lefro achov lemalve v'amel lishlich shiito ose shtar miyad amalve, that the Love sent someone to pay up his debt and he wanted him to bring back a shtar. And the Shliach was parea the debt, paid off the debt, but he didn't take the shtar. And the Malva says, these zuz, this money, is sitroi. It's for a different debt. It's another chov. And the shtar has not yet been paid up. The debt on this shtar hasn't been yet been taken care of. And there we say that the malvah's name to say sitroi neinu b'migu. He could say lahadam lo yedvar me'olam. Never happened. He never paid me back. So he's believed to say it's for a different debt. Nevertheless, the shliach has to pay the loveh because he was poshea that he gave the money and he didn't take the shtar. B'pshuto, the shchiyah was midin shomer shechayv al pshia. Maybe it's mitam mazik. And simen and ches sif katan gimel. That if it was mizbar beidim, that it was a different chov. Vade the shliach would be patish. Shrei lof sidu klum. Vimkein kevin sham mal v'nemad b'migu lomer shaylo chov acher. Lama lo yipater hashliach. Or in mizbar de amigu shaylo chov acher. If it becomes clear with eidim that there was a different chov, vade the shliach would be patir because he didn't make him lose anything. So if so, since the Malveh is believed to say b'migu, that there's a different chov, why shouldn't the shliach be pater? Since mizbar yedei migu, there was a different chov. Just like if there was mizbar yedei edim, there was a different chov, the shliach wouldn't be responsible. So too, as mizbar now became clear, yedei migu, there was a different chov, he shouldn't be responsible. If sidlov v'samos halalu, elapar b'misachov v'ach ha'she'el malveh alav. He didn't make him lose anything. He just paid off the other debt. So from this, the Shara Mishpat proves he's so gadol. But din ha'ne'amanut shel migu. That migu shel acher le'imahani liftor us ha'bal din. Shirak ba'al din mehem and liftor us atzimu b'migu. Someone else's migu doesn't patter ba'al din. Only a ba'al din's own migu patters him. And therefore the whole ne'amanus of the migu of the malv is only klapi the din v'dvarim between him and the lobe, and this is the baal din. So if he has a migu, he has a migu that he can say that lo hayedvar me'olam. And Meili is also believed to say that the money was for another debt. That's all the malv. That's the din v'dvarim bein ha'malva l'lov ha'val klapei din v'dvarim shebein ha'loive la'shliach lo'i mahani hach migu klal. But klapei din v'dvarim between the loive and the shliach, the malv, the migu of the malve doesn't play a role at all, since the malve is not a baal din in this inyan. How can the shliach use the migu of the baal din? And the answer is that he can't, and that's why he's responsible to pay the loive. You're right, the Malveh has a migu. But this migu is only klapa the din v'dvarim between him and the Loveh. But the shliach can't use that migu, and in Mela he has to pay. We don't assume that there was a different chov, and the shliach has to pay the Loveh. Malpi yisod zeh. Yesh lodem b'kushis haran. So based on this yisod, that you can only use a migu for yourself, a baal din himself can use it, but somebody else can't use the baal din's migu for his purposes, like the shliach can't use the deep migu of the malveh. Yesh lodem b'kushis haran. Not that it says in Kiddushin, Samachim Lamar Aleph, Avshar Makidashti Vigrashti as Beisi Neman, as Biti Neman. Father said, as Makadish and Megarish, my daughter is believed. Nish Beisi Vidisienu Neman, she was taken captive and Aradindu is not believed. Because on the captivity, the Torah didn't believe him. Frak the Ram, why isn't he Neman Bemigu? As what's the problem with captivity? She's Psul Lakahuna. The assumption is she was raped. So Frek Duran, why isn't he also believed? B'migu dibayar makadish tilagirish tiyum mifsa lekuhuna. If he wants, he could say that I was mekadisha, I was megarisher, and she's psula lekuhuna. So he should also believe to say nishbesu b'disia. He's a migu. So why isn't the father believed? And the answer is, Chora, you know that he has a migu, the migu of the father doesn't help to pass over the daughter. The father is not a baal din to pass over the daughter. So he's believed to say kidashti v'gerashti, but he's not believed to say that nishbe supidisiya. He says nishbe supidisiya, what he's saying is that she's psul l'kuhuna. So when it comes to the case of kidashti v'gerashti, this Gemara in Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, Mishnah Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, when it says kidashti v'gerashti, Kidash Dia Vigirash Dia. So there the Gemara says, the reason why he's believed is his biyada. He can now go ahead and be Makadishir and be Megarishir. But the reason you would have to come on to say Nishbas Vatisir that he's believed is why? Is a Migu. Migu that he's believed to say Kedashir Vigirash Dia, he's also believed to say Nishbas Vatisir. So your Migu isn't effective for someone else, isn't effective to pass to someone else. So with that yisod of the Shaar Mishpat, we can answer the kasha of the Ran, why a father is not believed b'migu, that is nishbe supetisiyah. In the Shaar Mishpat, there he asks, medivri ha'itosu reshonu miksubis, that it says in ksubis, malveinu neman lomar ashtachov shebedu shishtar amana. We know shtar amana is a shtar that it's written for a loan that wasn't really given. Maybe it will be given in the future, but it wasn't given in the meantime. So Amal was not believed to say that he has a shtar chov in his hand, and it's a shtar amana. Some plony owes me $1,000. It doesn't really owe me. It just says the shtar he owes me. Why? Because he's chov l'acherim. Who's he chav to? Who's he disadvantaging? His malve. Because his malve wants to take the money between shibud and Reb Nosson. That his malva can now take this money. Because Reuven owes Shimon, and Shimon owes Levi. So now Levi can go ahead and take from Shimon. If Shimon says it's a shtar of money, he can't take anything from Shimon. So you can't say it's a shtar of money because he's chav to his own malva. Frek the Tosin has shown him that it should be Naman Bemigu. Malva should Naman Bemigu. Dibai. Mochile. If he wants, he can be mochel. So he can say it's a shtar amana, so he could also be mochel. And from here, they want to prove that mechila doesn't work to be mafkia, to remove a shibud of Rav Nosson. Mechila might not work. And therefore, he can't say it's a mochel. But that's their kasha. Their kasha is, why doesn't he believe b'migo? There's a kasha on the yisod of the Shaar Mishpat. Shaar Mishpat himself asks, the Balei Chovos, the other Balei Chovos, or Baal Chov, are Tovei the Shtar midin Shibud de Reb Nosson. So how's the Migu of the Malva going to help them? Going to help him to make them lose? It's a Migu Da'acher. This is a Migu in between Reuven and Shimon. How is that going to patur Shimon from Levi? Migu only helps with the Baal Din. But not like Abay other people. That's the Yisod of the Shaar Mishpat. So this Lachor is a steer to the Shaar Mishpat's Yisod. If it's true that a Migu only helps for yourself, for the Baal Din himself, but not for others, then here, what sort of Migu does the Malva have? Migu is to say, Shaar Migu, he could say he was Mochel. He could say it's a Shtar Amana. But one Migu, the other Balei, the Baal Chov, the guy who's trying to take the money from him, his Malve, shouldn't have to lose because of his migu is between him and the Lova. Between Reuben and Shimon. Not gonna work for Levi. Just like the migu of the Malva doesn't work for the Shliach. When the Shliach says, the Malva has a migu that he's believed to say that this is for another debt, because he could have said Lahadam. Okay, that's between him and the Lova. That has nothing to do with you. As far as you're concerned, there was no other. As far as you're concerned, in the din v'dvar between the Lov and the Shliach, there's no migu at all. So you're also in the din v'dvarim. Between the Malva and the other Balei Chovas, there's no migu at all. The migu is only between the Malva and the Lova. But not other people who are trying to get money from the Malva. The Malva's Malva. So Reb Chaim is Miyashev. But even though the Malva is not believed Bodoso, Shushtar Amon, Kevin Shechov Lachrini, the Biur is not that he's not the Baal Din on this Shtar. That even though the Malva is Mishtabed, even though the Lova was Mishtabed, to his Balei Chovos, Midin V'Nosan, Lasher Oshem Log, Dina Drev Nosan. Bevadai Iker Chiyuv Ashtar Hu Eilov, V'Iyu Havei Baal Din Al Hechsher Ashtar. The Iker Chiyuv Ashtar is to him. He's the Baal Din, this Malv is the Baal Din on the Hechsher of the Shtar. And that he's not Naaman Bahada also, again, it's not because he's not a Baal Din on this Shtar. He is a Baal Din on this Shtar. Because the Chiyuv Shtar is to him, and he's the Baal Din on the Shtar. And not that he's not Naaman Bahada also, is because Behilchus, Hodas Baal Din, Yesh Chisar and Shalchav La'acherim. I'm Yeshlo Migu Vaday Mikri Migu Shal Baal Din. Kevin Shu Ikra Baal Din Al Shtar. Lachain Mahani Migu Shall Amal Velefot Raf and Tvias Acherim. That he's not Naaman Bahadaso is because Behilchos Hodas Baal Din, there's a Chisar and a Chav La'acherim. So you're not Naaman on the Hodah if you're Chav La'acherim. But if you have a Migu, that's a Migu of Baal Din. Since he's the Iker Baal Din on the Shtar. And therefore his Migu is effective. Now, as we're dealing here with the kashrus of this shtar, is this a valid shtar? Who's the Baal Din? The Malveh. And therefore, he has every right to say that this is a shtar amana. So, why is he not believed? Bohoda aso, klape others, because then there's a problem of chav la'acherim. So the Gemara says, Malvein or Neman Lomar Shtar Chov Shabiyadu Shishtar Amana. The problem is that he's a Chov La'acherim. He's Chav to his Malve. And therefore he's not believed. But he's still the Baal Din on the Shtar. And therefore he should have a Migu. Ibai Machileh. So just to say that it's just to give a hodah, you can't give a hodah. Why can't he give a hodah? Yizchav lachrini. If he says that it's a shtar aman, then he doesn't have to pay his creditors. But the kasha the Rishonim ask is that it should be naman b'migu. This is migu klape other people. It's not between him and his lovet, but between him and other and his malvim. And the answer is no. He's the baal din on this shtar. So he has a migu also klape his creditors. Because the Eger Chiyav Ashtar is to him, and he's the Baal Din on Hechsher Ashtar. So he has every right to say that it's Ashtar Amana, that's the Kasha. He should believe to say it's Ashtar Amana because it could be Mochel. Never the Migu of the Malv is effective to Patr Mitvias Acherim. So again, we have a yisod of the Shaar Mishpat that a migu only works for the Baal Din. Other people can't use this migu. We ask the Kasha, we prove that in the case of the Kasha, he's taka the Baal Din on the Shtar, so his migu should work. And with that, please God, with that yisod and migu, we will please God proceed in the next shir. Amir Tashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. B'li neder. Shalom, you give us the life and the simchas chaim and the financial means and the koach to be able to continue. Shalom, shalom.